bloggers, podcasters, and sports. All this and more on Christus Vincit, episode 24, coming to you right now.
Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat.
From a living room somewhere in Rhode Island, it's Christus Vincit. Today's features, Christus Vincit Sports, the last of the Christus Vincit whitelist, the good, the bad, and the ugly. With musical guest, Incidental Fusion. And now, a real gentleman, and I say that loosely, Ryan Michael Page.
Welcome. Today is Palm Sunday, April 9th, 2006. Jesus makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. What you just heard is the introit for Palm Sunday. Hosanna, Filio David. Hosanna, Filio David. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Rex Israel. Hosanna in excelsis. Translated, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, O King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. Christus Vincit presents Christus Vincit Sports. Here's your Bush League correspondent, Ryan Michael Page. Greetings, sports fans. Here is a new segment for Christus Vincit called Christus Vincit Sports. Yes, even us Catholic bloggers and podcasters, myself included, had their favorite baseball teams. So, here is a rundown of scores from yesterday's games and standings for today. By the way, the blogger links will be included in today's show notes. Anyways, Dave Pawlak at Improvised is a Milwaukee Brewers fan. Gerald Augustinus at the Cafeteria's Close is a big fan of the San Diego Padres, and he also likes the Boston Red Sox. I don't know so much if he's anti-Giants, I do know he's anti-Barry Bonds, but I did include the Giants in our lineup as a hostile nemesis. Now, over here at Christus Vincit, Nick is a Phillies fan, and as I said before, I support two teams, the Red Sox and whoever beats the Yankees. My wife, Ann, is a Blue Jays fan. Now, Jack Bennett over at Idle Mandacity is a Yankee fan. Anyways, here's the scores from yesterday. Colorado Rockies had tripled up on the Padres yesterday, 12-4. Now, if that didn't create enough bad news, the Giants doubled up on the Braves yesterday, 12-6. So that's like a double curse for Gerald. Now the Blue Jays doubled up on the Devil Rays yesterday, 8-4. The Brewers remain undefeated by edging the Diamondbacks by a score of 5-4. Yesterday's Phillies-Dodgers game at Philadelphia was rained out. They'll be playing a doubleheader today. The Red Sox edged the Orioles by a score of 2-1. And the Yankees, well, this is, of course, good news if you're me, bad news if you're Jack. Angels edge the Yankees 3-2. So, standings going into today. Brewers are in first place right now at 5-0. The Red Sox 4-1. The Blue Jays and the Giants are both 3-2. The Padres are 1-3. Yankees 1-4. Phillies waiting for their first win. They're 0-4. You'll catch up on all of this and more at christusvincit.blogspot.com. christusvincit.blogspot.com. We are your Spy Wednesday Spies in the Sky. We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music. We'll continue on the Christus Vincit whitelist. Yeah, we'll be finishing it off today, by the way. We have a brand spanking new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as well as music by Incidental Fusion. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Brian Michael Page, and I want to introduce you to somebody.
Welcome to the first part of my introduction to Latin.
Folks, meet Gerald Augustinus. What you heard is an intro to his podcast called The Cafeteria is Closed. Liturgy, music, Latin, and you name it. Anything traditional Catholic, he is there to bring it on for you. The Cafeteria is Closed. ccpod.blogspot.com.
La di di di, la di di do. What did we sing today?
What did we sing today? Well, let's see. Today is Palm Sunday. Mass begins in a slightly different manner today. We start with a very short introit, the chant Hosanna Filio David, which is appointed for us this day by the Church. We sang it in Latin for the 10:30 choir mass, and then in English, Hosanna to the Son of David, at all the other masses. After the gospel reading of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, we process around the church with palms while singing the hymn, All Glory, Lord, and Honor. This 17th century hymn tune by Melchior Teschner is called Saint Theodulf, named after Saint Theodulf of Orleans, who died in the year 821, but not before Theodulf wrote this hymn's original Latin text, Gloria laus et honor tibi sit, Rex Christe Redemptor, cui puerile decus promptit Hosanna Pium. The English translation came about two centuries later by John Mason Neal. For the responsorial psalm, we did the assigned my God, why have you abandoned me? And using a musical setting of my own. Now for the offertory, O Sacred Head Surrounded. This is a text that started off as the Latin Salve Caput Cruentatum, which St. Bernard of Clairvaux wrote in 1153. About 5 centuries later, Paulus Gerhardt translated the hymn into German, O Haupt wohl blunt und wunden. And finally, we have a translation in English, which our missalette uses, that consists of 2 verses translated by Henry Williams Baker and a verse translated by James W. Alexander, both of these translations taking place in the 19th century. Now, the tune Passion Chorale was exactly that. It was written by Hans Leo Hassler in 1601, then adapted by Johann Sebastian Bach in 1729. The later rendition, the Bach, became part of one of Bach's larger works, the choral setting of the St. Matthew Passion. The communion hymn, very familiar spiritual, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? And then finally the recessional hymn. For that we decided to go with an a cappella chant. The text, Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory. This is not the Edward Caswall translation from the Pange Lingua of St. Thomas Aquinas that is used on Holy Thursday, no. However, this is the John Mason Neal translation of the text by Venantius Fortunatus. And this text is in honor of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The tune uses the same as the Pange Lingua, the Mode 3 musical setting. And now, the grand conclusion of
the Christus Vincit Whitelist.
Well, finally we get to finish off the Christus Vincit Whitelist. We're using the Breaking Bread hymnal, of course, 2006 issue by Oregon Catholic Press. And we're going to start with the 700s and work our way right to the end. First one on our whitelist today is number 704. We're in the Blessed Virgin Mary section here. We have Mary, Woman of the Promise. It's a modern text from 1988, using the tune Drake's Broughton. That is the one that's often used with C.S. Lord about thine altar. We skip over to 706, simply called Song of Mary, not to be confused with Sing of Mary. This is Song of Mary by Dan Shute. It starts out, Let Us Sing the Praises of Mary. Actually very, very hymn-like. Number 707 is the beautiful chant, O Holy Mary, by Owen Allstott. Well, I won't exactly say a chant, but very chant-like. We're going into the Trinity section now. 709, How Wonderful, the 3-in-1, the early American tune Prospect. 710, O Trinity of Blessed Light, first time in the music issue. The tune is Bromley. Beautiful, beautiful tune. I have not seen this tune in quite a while. 712, All Praise and Glad Thanksgiving, which uses the tune God Vate Se Te Prisen. Even better with that tune is 713, O God Almighty Father, the text by Irvin Udelush. 714, On This Day, the First of Days. 715, Come Thou Almighty King, which is a tune called Trinity, also known as Italian Hymn, and even also known as Moscow. 716 is the Old Hundredth, All Hail Adored Trinity. And we have a section here called Sacred Heart, and we have 717, Jesus the Very Thought of You, which is the tune St. Agnes. It's the same tune used for Shepherd of Souls, and it's basically another translation of the Jesu Dulcis Memoria. We move on to 720, Behold Before Our Wondering Eyes, tune Bourbon. Beautiful little tune here. 722, Take Up Your Cross, the Savior Said, which uses the tune Erhalt uns Herr, same tune as The Glory of These 40 Days. Next to that, 723, the classic Lift High the Cross. 724, For All the Saints, using the Vaughan Williams tune Sine Nomine. They should add the rest of the verses, though. 725, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, which is Last Uns Erfroren. 725, as the same tune, by the way, is All Creatures of Our God and King. This early American tune, 726, How Firm a Foundation, tune simply called Foundation. This makes a beautiful alternative to such sacral pop as Be Not Afraid. 727, Blessed Feast of Blessed Martyrs, which is the tune in Babylone, which is also used in There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Now here's a beautiful tune, Wareham, number 728. It's used with the text, O Lord of Darkness and of Light. And that is a Genevieve Glenn text. And now we're going to move on to 730 and 731. Here are two texts that share the same tune. One is, O Lord of Life, and the other one is Christ is the King. And these both share the same German tune, Gelobt sei Gott. 732, the classic Rejoice the Lord is King. 733, To Jesus Christ our Sovereign King, a true classic. Now we're going to move on to 735, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Again, a beautiful hymn, but needs more verses. 737, Hail Redeemer King Divine, the tune St. George's Windsor. And that is the same tune that is also used for Come Ye Thankful People Come. 738, The King of Kings, Christ Jesus Reigns. The tune Ich Glaub an Gott, and it's the same tune as To Jesus Christ Our Sovereign King, which I just mentioned a couple of seconds ago. 740, Crown Him with Many Crowns, the classic using the tune Diadematta. 741, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. 742, At the Name of Jesus, King's Weston is the tune on this one, by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Now what I've pretty much done here is completed the hymn section. Now we're going to go into another section here. This is some extra psalms that the publisher had added. Some a little more on the contemporary side than others. We'll start with 746, which is Psalm 19, Lord, You Have the Words, the setting by Michael Junkus. And this is one of his few really good gems. 750, The Zeleno, My Shepherd, is the Lord. No hymnal should be without it. We skip over to 770. God Mounts His Throne to Shout of Joy by Paul Inwood. It's a very good tune. Then we move on over to 800. The Lord is Kind and Merciful. And this is a setting, in fact, I did this a couple of weeks ago for a funeral. This one was by Christopher Wilcock. Moving on to number 808, This is the Day the Lord Has Made, another Michael Junkus psalm. We move to 8:13. Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. And this also is Paul Inwood with a Grail translation. 8:23. Glory and praise forever. This, is, of course, is Daniel 3, the Canticle of the Three Young Men. And these are written by, the setting here is written by Camaldolese monks, believe it or not. They're Benedictines. And very, very chant-like. 8:25, My Soul Rejoices in God My Savior by Owen Allstott. That's a good setting there. 8:28 by M.D. Ridge. This one is the Canticle of Simeon with some added verses, of course. This is, Lord, now let your servants, Lord, depart in peace. Now we're going to move on a little bit here. 8:32, Blessed be the God of Israel, the Benedictus, for morning prayer. And this uses the classic tune, Forest Green. 8:34, of course, is the chant, Lord's Prayer. 8:37, using the tune, Jesu Dulcis Memoria, is the evening hymn, O Radiant Light, O Sun Divine, a translation of the Greek Phos Hilaron. And we move on here, 8:39. My soul proclaims the Lord my God. This is basically a Magnificat that's set to the tune Amazing Grace. 8:41 is just a repeat of the chant Lord's Prayer. 8:42 is Chant Like Blessing by Paul Inwood, which is quite nice. 8:46, the Psalm Create a Clean Heart in Me, O God, with Psalm 51. This is for the rite of penance. That setting is by Owen Allstott. Moving on, 8:49, another antiphonary by Owen Allstott, this one for funerals, grant them eternal rest. 8:52, the Song of Farewell, using the Denis Smolarski translation of the Come to His Aid, O Saints of God, adapted to Old Hundredth. 8:53, In Paradisum, the chant mode 7 setting. And now we come into some mass settings. First one, of course, that gets whitelisted is the Latin chant settings of the Mass. These run from 8:57 all the way to 8:66. And then we go from 8:68 to 8:77, the Heritage Mass. The only thing I did not whitelist in that Mass was the asparagus that he has for it. And then finally, to finish it off, we have some assorted ordinaries here. Start off with 9:31. 9:31 is a chant like Gloria by Bob Hurd. Now, although there's no mass setting listed on this, I have a gut feeling that this one is part of Missa Ubi Caritas. I am not really sure. 9:40 is the chant preface dialogue, which I think just about everybody knows. The Lord be with you, and also with you, etc., etc., etc. 9:45 and 9:46. Both a couple of simple amens. Well, 9:45 is, of course, the Danish. 9:46 is the Dresden, which is a double amen setting. It's not done too often in Catholic circuits anymore, but it's still there if you want it. And finally, 9:47, once again, the chant Lord's Prayer. And we've pretty much finished off the whitelist, believe it or not, for breaking bread.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPodre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPodre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPodre.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and... the Ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the Church of Our Lady of the Perpetually Okay. For details and mass schedule, please see Father Jeff Miller, the Kurt Jester. www.splendoroftruth.com/Kurt Jester. Go to the March 2004 archives. Today we are featuring vessels used for storing the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ on the altar at Mass. Here we go. The good. finest and only the finest metals as prescribed within the 2004 document Redemptione Sacramentum, as presented by the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments. The bad. Use of glass pitchers, beer pitchers, Kool-Aid pitchers, etc., which are contrary to the 2004 document Redemptione Sacramentum, as presented by the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments. The ugly. Such vessels listed as the bad, used by a cardinal. This really happened, by the way, and yes, there are plenty of pictures kicking around the internet to prove it. Now for some music. Here is Incidental Fusion.
Thank you.
You just heard The Journey by Incidental Fusion, brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network. And you can find that at music.podshow.com. Palm Sunday commemorates two major journeys that is made by Jesus. First, his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. That's journey number one. And then the second, his far less than triumphant journey to Calvary with heavy cross in tow. The cross that he himself was to be hung on. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christos BGT is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. It's the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun heavenly. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For your Christos BGT sent here, for Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vinci leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vinci. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay. 6 votes for the first 9 days of April. Not bad at all. Keep them coming, folks. We did 9 votes for all of March. Let's all do our part and go double digits for the first time ever. Vote for us at PodcastAlley.com. You'll find our link right on our sidebar. And don't forget to vote for my friends down at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willits.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
I just got word in an email today from a message board called Catholic Tradition Network Music, CTN Music. There's a radio show out called Voices of Catholic Radio. And this is on Siena College's radio station called WVCR. It's 88.3 on the FM dial. Now, of course, that station being well up in New York, I'm way out of range. But once the website is back up, I can listen to the simulcasts. And matter of fact, so can you at www.wvcr.com. Right now, the site is being worked on, but keep checking it for updates. www.wvcr.com. Before I close, I just want to mention a little pet peeve of mine. And it's probably not just my pet peeve. This is for almost any other parish musician or any priest celebrating Mass. Can we have a little bit of silence at the end of Mass? So often it happens when Father says the Mass has ended, go in peace, and the chit-chat starts. Even when the last hymn is being sung, the flapping of the lips, it gets so annoying. In fact, it gets louder as the hymn progresses. And it's not only being rude to us musicians and to the priest, but to our Lord, whose holy sacrifice of the Mass we've just celebrated. So, please, can we have a little bit of reverence for our Lord when leaving church? For those who have already shown us such reverence, thank you. And thank you very much for joining me on our show today. Next week, I will have a brand spanking new topic lined up for you. Seamus will be back next week as well. He's been away all week. He's out training monkeys on how to hold cue cards. Hope you'll tune in then. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Christus Vinci is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the Christos Vincit Network, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and, of course, the B-Team.